we can smile for the day, but you know, smiles only last a day in this competition. You know, we weren't smiling last week, we might smile today, and next week, who knows, you know. So we have to keep our feet in the ground and say that every point has to be fought for to the bitter end, as you can see out there today. And we needed those points today, and we've got them now, but they won't keep us in Division 1 either. We need to keep our feet in the ground, keep working hard, and keep trying to pick up more points. And that's the target for right now.
Just when you say you fought for it, really was that, particularly the first 10 minutes of the second half, don't come out with a much greater intensity. But, I mean, the work rate even in the first half was the one that made life very, very difficult. And, you know, it wasn't an easy game to play.
Without a doubt. I mean, everybody was here would know that the conditions were very, very difficult. And the underfoot conditions were as good as you could expect, given the rain that there's been. And I think it's credit even Dark that it was as good as it was. But still, it was slippery, it was difficult. And I do believe that we really won the game in the first half. The fact that we were able to hold them to 4 points by half time was critical, because it would have been easy for them to slip into a 6, 7, 8, 9 point lead. Then it would have been very difficult to take it back. And in fact, even the 4 point lead was something that we had to get back as quickly as possible. If you don't grab a lead like that back quickly, then the other team get a point for your point, you get two or three, and they get one back. You're not really getting on top of the deficit.
Just on that, so how important was it the first three, so we got 3 points without obliges?
They were critical. They were obviously critical, you know, and that takes a lot of quality and a lot of nerve and a lot of skill for our players to do that, because while the breeze helps you get the ball there, it doesn't direct it for you. So the players had to be careful with their possession as well. So you could have kicked those shots in if there'd been three wides. It would have been no good to us, and it would have been a tonic to Kerry. So the fact we were getting those scores, it put them under pressure really quickly in the second half, that, you know, that we were biting at their lead. And even though they were still Kerry who they are, they never let us get ahead. In fact, they went back ahead again. So we just knew that it was going to be a battle to the end, and we could never get any more than 2 points ahead of them. But 2 points was a great lead on the day.
Yeah, you mentioned every point, Colin Shane got one of them. It was a big welcome back for him, I presume, this week.
Well, absolutely. We were all delighted that he made the decision to stay and play Gaelic football. He's a super player, and you know, I think we'll only see him getting better. That's just a taste of what he can do. He's a physical presence. He's a really good footballer, and you know, it's great to have him back in our squad again.
Do you think he was gone at one point? Because it seemed to be with, you know, the fact he didn't play the first few games.
Well, I mean, it's not that I didn't think he was gone. He hadn't made up his mind. I was aware of that he was considering the option, and he hadn't made up his mind. I always said, as long as he hasn't signed anything for the AFL, I would still be optimistic that he could stay with us. And thankfully, through the auspices of the good people in Tyrone, he is staying.
The points from local knowledge, I suppose you could say, but Darren McCurry today and Kyle Morgan, great contribution. But that point from the sideline was just an absolute inspiration.
Well, that's typical of Darren McCurry. Like, he just, when he's confident, he is ultra confident, you know. And I suppose in his own pitch before his own people, he's done this many times at training. So it was just another day. Another little task that he would do, yeah.
Morris Fitzgerald watching it, of course. It was reminiscent of what he'd do himself.
It would, exactly, just with the other foot, probably. I think he did it with outside of the other boot, but I'll take it with any foot.
Nicky, in terms of the bigger picture on the AFL, is that a little victory for the GA in terms of keeping the likes of Armstrong home?
I think I don't want to get into sort of political rows with another footballing organisation. Enough to say that I like our players playing Gaelic football, and there is no payback to us from the AFL. You know, it's a win-win for the AFL if they get Gaelic players. We never get anything back from them. So I don't know why we would allow that drain, like, to create a warm market for that drain. I've always said if people choose to go, with their own prerogative to go to any professional sport, but we should not be in cahoots with an organisation that loves our players.
Is it also a case, I mean, Kerry have done it, Tim Murphy called for, you know, local businesses to support, you know, bursaries and things like that. The team, counties have to be proactive when faced with a professional game that's scouting your talent.
That's true. People, unless there's good people there to offer an alternative to people who've got an offer out there in a professional sport, then that's what's going to happen. We're going to lose some of our best players. But that said, I say, we in the GAA as a whole should be guarding our players to keep them for the people here, for the public here, because that's what we want to see. We want to see our top Gaelic football athletes playing Gaelic football. And if people choose to say of their own volition to go, it won't stop people going. I've always said that too. But I don't think we should be making it a warm market for those scouts who come hunting them. And I think the biggest problem now is that, as I've said before, the scouts don't come from Australia and be anonymous anymore. They're actually people who have a GAA background.
Mickey, you expected that response from your players after losing to Monaghan last week?
You do expect that, but you don't always get what you expect in life, you know. So we could have expected that. We could have told ourselves we're going to go out and do that and maybe not been able to achieve it. The fact that they went and followed through on what they asked of themselves this week in training and asked of themselves on this game today, that's always very comforting to know that this, that kind of determination and steel within a group of players. It is only a once off. It doesn't tell you you're going to be great across the season. It tells you you can be great on any given day.
When you say you have to keep fighting for every league point, obviously you have a night, a very difficult trip down to Salt Hill now in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, absolutely. Every game we've left is a difficult one. We're away to Galway, we're away to Mayo, we're away to Donegal, and Dublin coming to us. That's not an easy run in.